When we think of a computer glitch, we usually picture this like visible chaos.
Oh, yeah, right. Like your screen is suddenly flashing red.
Exactly. Or files are just disappearing, the whole system freezes, it's broken, and it's really obvious that it's broken.
But I think the far more terrifying scenario in tech is when there is no error screen at all.
Right.
Like the algorithm doesn't break, it executes its instructions perfectly, just entirely without any human context or common sense.
Yeah, so the disaster isn't a failure. It's actually it's a catastrophic success.
Yes.
Which brings us to the core of today's deep dive. We are looking at this catastrophe of flawless execution in Samuel Barbeau's manuscript.
Halloween Golems, the Clay Guardian of the Prague Ghetto. Such a brilliant text.
It really is. And we're going back to 16th century Prague here, but the central threat is like exactly what modern AI developers are terrified of today.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we follow this 13-year-old scribe, David, who is just he's totally desperate to protect his 6-year-old sister, Leah.
Right, because there's this violent mob coming for them, and they've been whipped up by this fanatic, brother Thaddeus.
Yeah, so David basically does the unthinkable to save her. He secretly awakens Lucille.
The legendary clay giant.
Exactly. And what makes Barbeau's historical setting so fascinating is that Lucille doesn't really behave like a typical mythical beast. He reads exactly like that rogue algorithm we were just talking about.
Yes, the book just masterfully explores the sheer terror of literal interpretation.
Precisely. I mean, the manuscript actually quotes Rabbi Lowe, who was the Golem's original creator, and he gives this perfect warning about it. He says, tell a man to guard a door, and if he sees the house burning behind him, he'll open that door.
Right, because a human has, basic situational awareness.
Right. But then Rabbi Lowe says, tell the same thing to the guardian, and he'll stand before that closed door until the fire reaches him.
Wow. So David gives this literal unfeeling machine the mandate to just, quote, protect Leia.
And I mean, it's highly effective against the mob at first. It does exactly what it's told.
But, well, the system requires a hard reset, basically, and David forgets to do it. He forgets to deactivate the golem for the Sabbath, for Shabbat.
Yeah, and in this lore, the Sabbath rest isn't just like a religious observance for the people, it's the actual magical grounding mechanism for the golem.
Right, it stops the clay's earthly energy from just completely overwhelming its binding spell.
Exactly. So without that pause, without that reset, the golem's protection logic just loops and drastically escalates.
It goes into complete overdrive.
Right. It calculates that literally every moving thing in the city is a potential future threat to Leia, and therefore, they all must be eliminated.
Which is terrifying. But
Yeah.
I mean, I have a hard time blaming David here. Like, you could argue it's this arrogant hubris for a 13-year-old to try and play God with ancient magic.
Sure. Yeah, it's a huge mistake.
But honestly,
Huh?
he's just a terrified kid who just watched a mob try to murder his little sister. Like, I'd probably do the exact same thing if I were in his shoes.
Oh, 100%. The manuscript really makes you feel that that youthful panic. He just inadvertently grabs the controls of a weapon of mass destruction, basically, just to stop up the bully.
Right. But the way the narrative resolves this is so cool because it focuses on language as the ultimate weapon. Like, you can't just fight a clay colossus with swords.
No, the only solution is, well, it's basically an ancient coding patch.
The spell written on the golem's forehead. The Hebrew word emet, meaning truth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And mechanically, the text explains how incredibly precise this is. To shut the guardian down, David has to physically scrape away just the first letter, the Aleph.
Right, so it changes the entire word.
Yes, as Rabbi Lowe notes in the text, the shift has to be from emet to met, from truth to death. You essentially delete a single keystroke, and the whole program crashes.
But deleting that keystroke isn't exactly easy when the program is currently destroying a city.
No, not at all.
I won't spoil whether David actually survives it, but the climax features this incredibly tense sequence. He has to physically scale this rampaging clay giant just to reach its forehead and erase that single letter.
All while the golem is, actively trying to crush him, the stakes are so incredibly high.
It's breathless. You really have to read or listen to the full book to experience the sheer weight of that confrontation.
Yeah, definitely. Barbeau's pacing in those final chapters is just absolutely relentless.
It's one of the most tense things I've read in a long time. But before we wrap up this deep dive, there's this one detail at the very end that I just cannot stop thinking about.
the scene in the attic.
Yes. So after the dust settles, right, and the golem is supposedly returned to just being regular mud in the Locke synagogue attic, the book leaves us with this incredibly disturbing detail.
Oh, I know exactly the line.
Through the attic window, the text notes a russet glow, lit, faint, barely larger than an ember beneath ash.
It gives me chills every time I read it.
Right. It just makes you wonder, if you look closely at the things we think we've deactivated, whether it's, you know, an ancient clay guardian or a rogue algorithm or even a deep-seated societal fear, do they ever truly sleep? or are they just waiting?
You just listened to a preview of the novel Halloween Golems. The complete book, in ebook and audiobook, is available now on the Organizin Editions site for $9.99. Link in the description.